Forwards, how can I help? While I was going through a really rough time recently, I started watching. My mom was like, go watch New Amsterdam. This guy just kept showing up with this spirit of, how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? And that's my favorite thing about prosperity movement, is it's constantly, how can I help? I literally was on a call with this lady just before this podcast, and some of her challenges are her schedule and the time of the days that the trading is happening with the live support and all that stuff. And I says, you know what? It's interesting, because if you want help, if you need help, and if you have feedback or something that you want to see come to life in the community, that's what you have access to over here. There's not one board meeting that we do not listen to every single thing that gets thrown at us. So we're constantly always looking at some of the biggest challenges that people are having and some of the biggest requests. It's amazing. My grandpa always used to say growing up, if you don't ask, you don't get, right? Just ask away, and you'd be surprised if there's enough interest. And if you have something that you want to see and that you want to achieve, we're going to help you do it. Super simple. But if you're going to be passive, you're going to get passive results. If you're going to be active, you're going to get active results. So what are the secrets? How do some of the most successful entrepreneurs find the freedom that we all got into business for in the first place? How did they find the time, energy, and resources to launch and scale strong? And how do entrepreneurs like us align our time, money, and energy in a way that will allow us to reach what we set out to achieve? These are the key questions, and this community will give you the answers. Welcome to the Prosperity Movement.
So, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Prosperity U podcast. This is where the leaders of the Prosperity Movement, we like to get together every week if possible, and we like to discuss things about building wealth, things about trading. Even sometimes we dive into things about our four pillars of prosperity, which is time, health, relationships, as well as building legacy. We talk about everything that we can, and it's typically based on things that we're seeing within our community that we feel we can shed some light on, provide some support from our perspective, seeing what the community is doing as a whole. And I think that that's been helpful so far. So today we're actually going to talk about going from, especially if you're new to trading, okay? But if even if you're just new to the community, kind of going from, we'll say, chaos to conquering, right? So like going from like the chaos of there's a lot to learn, there's a lot to do, to actually getting consistent results, and what that looks like, and what to expect, and what we've seen. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We are on Facebook, Brian, but I'm glad you guys are here, everyone that's attending with us live. So, we've had, our community continues to grow, and with that comes more what I call data, right? So we start to see more patterns of what do new people that are learning how to trade and learning how to build a solid habits in the market, what are some of the things that they face? What are some of the challenges that are presented commonly with more than one person, right? And we're seeing one of those patterns, and we thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about it a little bit. So anyway, so we have some pretty cool examples. So and we're also making some changes and tweaks to assist with the learning process, right? And so, I mean, James, you've been trading forever,
20
seemingly
years
forever.
now this month.
20 years.
This month exactly. Come
And
on.
do you think that sometimes, like, because of that much experience, sometimes you might not, I don't know how to word that. That sounded rude in my head when before I said it. You might not explain something to someone brand new, because for you it's like a given. It's like a
Yeah.
for granted. You know all the terminology and all that stuff. Do you feel sometimes that's you miss some things there?
Yeah, definitely. But that's why we have the Yodapedia.
And it's not just James, right? It's anyone that has experience in a field. You tend to do what's called technical jargon is the, I think, the word that people use for that to describe it. Technobabble. That's what it is. Thank you. Technobabble. So we've done our best to simplify that. And we found that even with us simplifying that, there's still room for confusion and chaos. And so we've been able
When you know so much, it's easy to overlook the little things that to us are just so straightforward and obvious because we know them.
Right.
It's easy to look over those and forget to tell people, you know, like tying shoes for my son. You know, he knows how to tie a shoe yet. But if I told him to put his shoes on, I don't think about, well, are they tied? Are they not? What kind of, you know, it's not something that crosses my mind because it's obviously super simple, easy, whatever. And we can get that way too with anything that we're learning and, you know, doing well with. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy to skip over.
And so
I hear that my kid, he's still, I swear he knows how to do it. Like he knows. Because we've done it. I've seen Nana teach him how to do it. I've done it with him over and over again. I always ask him, like, on his, he's got these special boots. They're winter boots because I live in Canadian, eh? But like, he's got these boots with the lips go outside, right? So I'm always like, he's like, Dad, am I doing it the right way? I'm like, you know, he just wants the attention. He just wants to connect, right? Like, how do you decipher? I know we're not supposed to be talking about parenting on this thing, but here we are.
It's all about explaining, isn't it?
Hey?
Yeah.
It's all about explaining.
Yeah, it's just explaining it. And you know what? If somebody needs attention to learn, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing to give it to them. I mean, I'm sure I know for a fact that Janelle and I have gotten some questions from members that I'm not going to say they're dumb questions, but they're questions that are easily answered without our help, right? If someone's a little bit resourceful, they can definitely figure that answer out. But sometimes they want the comfort of knowing they have someone to reach out to and get that support.
Right.
The assurity of knowing that that's what they were thinking was right. Yeah.
Right. Right. So that's like, a good analogy.
When I work around the house, I love having Lisa around me, and she's like, "How can I help?" I'm like, "Just stand there and cheer me on," you know, like even just having them that support around you. Because I mean, honestly, there's times like, "Hey, grab me the screwdriver, or do that, or do this, or whatever." And she's very, very helpful. But sometimes she's just sitting there and she's dueling her phone. She's like, "Travis, I'm bored. What should I do?" And I said, "I love that you're here with me right now." And it's just that connection. There is an innate social part of being human, and that also translates into your learning. When you're learning, there's a social component to it.
Mm-hmm.
You should buy her some pom-poms.
What are those?
Like the things that
cheerleader stuff? Cheerleader stuff? Just to make it fun?
Oh, like the bouquet things that they have?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. tell her I said that. I hope she'll laugh. Or she'll want to slap me next time she sees me.
So... yeah, that just that you said something like just a really powerful statement. How can I help? Three words. No, how can I help? Four words. Good thing.
So you don't have to count to trade.
Yeah. So four words. How can I help? You know, while I was going through a really rough time recently, I started watching. My mom was like, "Go watch New Amsterdam. It's a cool video." I don't like it when it gets to this season because there's this massive snooty dog of a lady that, you know, like was just making everything just horrendous for everybody because of the greed and the entitlement and like the spirit that just needs to get away, right? Wash it off your back. But this guy just kept showing up with this spirit of how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? And that's my favorite thing about prosperity movement is it's constantly, how can I help? I literally was on a call with this lady, just before this, podcast, and some of her challenges are, you know, like, her schedule and the time of the days that the trading is happening with the live support and all that stuff. And I says, you know what? It's interesting because if you want help, not only is how can I help the perfect place to start with every conversation if you need help, and if you have feedback or something that you want to see come to life in the community, that's what you have access to over here. There's not one board meeting that we do not listen to every single thing that gets thrown at us. And believe me, we've had missiles in our faces, like with a lot of different things. We're constantly always looking at some of the biggest challenges that people are having and some of the biggest requests. It's amazing. My grandpa always used to say growing up, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah,
What's the
very accurate.
worst thing that can happen? If you
Yeah.
don't ask, you don't get, right? Just ask away, and you'd be surprised if there's enough interest. And that's why we've got these new polls in the community. If there's enough interest in something, like I've seen James add more calls. We now have baby Yodas that'll jump in and do more calls, all kinds of different things. If you have something that you want to see and that you want to achieve, we're going to help you do it. Super simple. But you can't, if you're going to be passive, you're going to get passive results. If you're going to be active, you're going to get active results.
Very accurate. We actually so with some of the newer folks coming in, what we've seen happen, because people, especially if you're not the most BYOB baby Yoda on board, if you're not the most tech savvy, which I would say probably more than half of our community would claim that they are not tech savvy. Okay, it's not a common thing for people that want to get into building wealth and stuff like that. Their focus has not been commonly tech, right? And so when people have a tech issue, there's this weird thing that happens. There's a level of frustration that's like through the roof, right? And I'm sure us four, we've experienced, well, not me, but you three have probably experienced that, where like you have a tech challenge and it's really not a big deal, but you just start getting really frustrated with it. Anyways.
As far as getting frustrated with tech, though, I do remember when I was first getting started with like trying to be an affiliate marketer. That I mean, I think I still have the computer
Matthew
over there.
McConaughey in the
You can
house,
kind of
huh?
see the computer.
Keep
It's not
going.
open right now, but that old my old MacBook Air, like one of the almost the original one, so it's super old, and it's this little tiny screen, and I'm trying to figure out some back-end coding, DNS records kind of stuff. Have no idea what I'm doing, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or so that I've been trying for hours and hours and hours to figure it out, and I'm just like tears are like starting to roll down my face. I'm like, oh man, I'm so screwed. I just bought this really expensive course and I can't do it. Like I'm so screwed, man. And I just was like, I'm gonna go to sleep. I want to sleep it off and wake up tomorrow morning. And you know, the weird enough, I woke up the next morning and it's still kind of a struggle, but there's an aha moment that happened that I was like, oh, this is really simple. It's a new language that I was learning. It's the same thing for trading, is that it's not actually all that complicated. There's a few moving parts and you have to understand them, but that aha moment happens, I think, relatively quickly with trading, as long as there's perseverance and consistency both put together. You've
Yeah.
got
You
to
hear
be
about that
exposed to
parallel
it
thing that's
enough.
being talked about?
Huh?
You hear about that parallel thing that's being talked about in the community?
With Mac?
Yeah.
Are you still on that?
No, I just think it. I think this is important, Matthew McConaughey.
What about
Does
it?
anybody notice that Travis sounds like Matthew McConaughey a lot of the time?
That's all right.
Sometimes.
All
Yeah, he does. So
right.
anyways, no, but this parallel thing that's being talked about in the community, because for the longest time we were having a really hard time trying to figure out how to get, like, where do we want to, is it too much of an IP to talk about some of the tools we use? Do you want me to throw that under the rug or play around?
No, that's fine. But yeah, trying to get charting software to work on Mac when it's, mostly developed for PC and stuff like that, it's been a challenge.
Disclaimer, anybody listening who has a Mac, we have plenty of traders who trade on Macs.
Yeah.
But there are a couple little
Extra steps.
workarounds you've got to do. You use a Mac, you know exactly what we're talking about right now. So,
I've never had to work around anything with a Mac until it came to trading.
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
So,
I'm actually
but
getting
actually,
everybody here for Christmas a Mac product of some sort.
That's great.
And to be fair, my roommate, who is a veterinarian and calls me an animal, actually told me to get an Android. I think I'm going to listen. And this is an Android thing too, so you can't call me racist.
Tech racist. So Travis, your description actually is pretty spot on though, where
I'm
you
not mad at Brian for getting Android stuff. I'm disappointed, and that's worse.
Enough with the legalism.
Were you saying, Zach?
Your description of kind of tearing up and stuff at a tech issue after spending a lot of money on a course, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
I would say there's unfortunately a lot of people that experience that. And one of the biggest differences is the level of support that we have compared to other platforms. So I'm not going to say this gentleman by name, but there was one guy that came in very much in this like state of chaos, right? He was texting Travis, texting Janelle, texting me. What do I do? What do I do? What do I like? I talked to him on Monday, and then on Tuesday, he's messaging everyone that he's struggling, even though I'm going to meet with him on Thursday. And like, and that's kind of that state of chaos that I'm
And his
saying.
mom even called the pastor.
No. And so then what I ended up doing, we
Weak-minded.
continued to talk to him, and we weren't ignoring him by any means. We're giving him assistance and everything. And then we got it all sorted by the end of that week. And now the guy's making tons of pips. I see him on the trading sessions, excited. He's posting about it. Very, very cool turnaround. And that's what I'm saying, from
Hold
chaos
on.
to conquering.
Hold on,
Right.
I want to see while you're going there. I'm looking up some of these comments because I saw some of his comments over here too.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. There's another gentleman that kind of felt really overwhelmed right after signing up with us. And I was able to talk to him on the phone, and we have a time scheduled to go through everything on Zoom and get everything sorted. And that level of comfort that that brings to people is just huge. And that's a huge aspect to our community versus some of these places that these folks are coming from. And the reason that they get so chaotic is because they've experienced the opposite before, right? In other platforms where they dropped some money, and then they have no support. They're alone, and there's nothing that anyone can do for them, and they feel lost. And that's a huge transition to us and what we're willing to do over here.
Didn't Troy post somewhere about a big drop that he was happy for everybody to have gotten somewhere?
Not
Was it
sure.
Wednesday? There was a big drop on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. But then you also said that that was an individual that was kind of wrestling a bit, and then he got like 35 pips somewhere.
You did good in the session today, anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like.
And it's going to be a consistent result. I mean, people hop on those calls. You just listen carefully to James. Do what he suggests.
How many students do we have throughout North America right now? Or, yeah, the world? Like, we do have some in Europe. We've got some in Canada. We got some in the States, roughly.
I don't know, actually. I want to say 250, but let me check something real quick.
Well, the only reason why I say that is like, we're watching you every move.
Yeah, we pay very close attention, and anytime anyone on our team gets some feedback, we talk about it as a team. Like, hey, this person's struggling. How can we help? What can we do? Let's see.
This reminds me, I gotta call Joe today.
So probably closer to 280 members.
Really? Do you remember when the goal was to crack 100, and then it was the goal to crack 150, and then the goal is to crack 200? What's the next one?
I say 500.
This year? I mean, we got 35 people booking a day on average. We had to shut ads off because they were overflowing, like Don Cherry. No, John 1010. They were overflowing. And so 35 a day, roughly what, 1400 a month, just under 17,000 a year coming through. front end.
Yeah.
Ish.
So yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I don't think
Can you get
500
some
is.
projections on the idea? Is that something we can do this year?
Yeah, I can look at it. We can actually look at our yearly goal and kind of calculate what would that look like in
It'd be
terms
kind
of
of cool because,
numbers.
like, I know Israel, as long as the system is kicking in again, I'm going to tag them back in.
Yeah.
Got a few people in mind for what's going on over there. And could we, on the next podcast, talk a little bit about maybe what that looks like for opportunities and potentially even career opportunities for people?
Potentially, but
Yeah.
I think that's might be putting the cart in front of the horse a little bit right now.
That's my job.
I want to know about that pip count. What's
Yeah.
that, James? I only want to know about that pip count.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
That's your job.
So
Yep.
guys, so this week we calculated it in our live trading sessions. We're at 7,600 something pips for the year. You divide that up basically 3 months, right? 7,600, 3 months plus 10 days or whatever. We're talking over 2,000 pips a month, 2,400 pips a month.
I had
But
an
21.
idea, and I wanted it to run it. Wanted to run it past you guys. I don't know if this is the place, but I'm going to do it anyway. I was going to talk about it Friday, but I'm going to. Here's the thing. You know the way we do an all day on the last Wednesday of every month? Well, June and July are kind of holiday months, so I was thinking of writing them off and not doing the all day. Do the sessions regularly, and still do the Wednesday every other day, but. You all know what I say about the last week of August, don't you?
No,
What?
I don't. I don't.
He's
Where
like, you,
has he been?
what the hell are you saying, you bugger?
I'm
Where
sorry.
have you been?
I don't know.
Look,
I
the
know what he
last week of
says.
August
What's
is
wrong with
always a
you?
very, very good week. We do really, really well in the last week of August.
Okay.
Always. Historically, the last 20 years. The last week of August has always been the best. If you don't work at all and you only do August, you can take a year's wages in that last week of August.
Wow.
So,
That's exciting.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the last week of August, we do all day sessions on
Oh, I
those
love
3 days. What do
that.
you
Heck yeah.
think?
Heck yeah.
The
That
whole
sounds
last
great.
week of August, huh?
Well, the
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the last week
Okay,
of
the
August.
three
Yeah,
days.
I'm
Yeah,
still not tempted to work Mondays or Fridays now, but
3 days
that's
a
awesome.
week, man.
I like that.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. Let's go.
But like, that's a
Three
deal
days
then.
a
That's, we're going
week.
to cast that in stone. I'm going to remember it and plot it up on the thing.
Let's go. Write it on the tablet of your heart and let's make it happen.
Yeah. Now that if you look back historically, and anyone who's already in the group knows, anyone who's been with me last August knows that this August coming, there's no chance in the world of my family saying we're going on holiday or we're going to a funeral or a wedding. I don't care. You go. I'm not going. Yeah, but this guy died. Well, selfish that it that is just no. The last
Selfish.
week of August, I'm at my PC.
That's great. If any of you have sick days, vacation days, sounds like those 3 days are the ones to use them on if you have
Yeah.
a JOB.
Yeah.
I wonder if we would get in trouble if we called that event August Rush.
It's a
Why
nice
would
That's a
one.
good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good
Yeah.
movie. We can make
I
some
liked
music
that
to that
movie.
too. Oh, James, it's all starting to click.
Good
We
music.
got a song for that August Rush, don't we?
Probably.
We probably got a song for that August Rush. We got
I'd
to get back
say.
to work on that in the
Yeah.
Prosperity Studio.
Yeah. We've played songs now. You're
Yeah.
falling behind.
I don't know what to say. I had missiles in my face.
Okay.
Yeah. So
The pen missiles.
basically, the idea behind today's message is pretty simple. If you've ever struggled to get things going and to get that consistency, you're not going to find the level of support that we offer. You're not going to find it anywhere else. Literally, it does not exist. We've had some people come in and say that, oh yeah, I had support with this other place, but there's like group sessions, None of it was actually one-on-one with James. You can meet with James, meet with Janelle, myself, Matt. Matt's our baby Yoda.
James, when are you coming to Canada? Like, when are we hanging out?
No, we'll have to
I'll...
make a plan, won't we? I
If
know
you come
Tasha's gone
down,
away for a
I've
week
been
in
sober for
May.
6 months. I will still stay sober, but I will have a virgin Caesar with you.
Okay.
Well, I think James should come to the States first because US is better.
Whoa. There's a big Klemmer event going on this
It's just
summer
I need
here
what
in
else are
Calgary.
parts I need for, let's call it a machine.
Oh,
And
see,
I'd be able to get them in the States, I won't be able to get them in Canada.
machine parts. I like
So are you saying I need
machine.
to? So okay, what I heard, there's a very special quickening event happening in Calgary. I have the date. It's not clear. I gotta look at a text message. But that's happening at that time. So you guys want to hang out in the States before that.
Yeah, we'll talk
So I
about
gotta go see you guys, and then you're coming to see me.
Cool.
Yeah.
My mom will make a good pie. Okay.
I like
My
pies.
mother-in-law will probably make some good food too. If I get her a bottle of Bailey's, I might get in the good book.
Well, I could bring you an Irish one.
Right. Sounds like
Awesome.
we've got some verbal agreements going on. We'll get the pen to paper and we'll make it
Is
happen.
there anything else in terms of the podcast, which is what we're here for, to
Well, this
talk
is
about?
all a part of the podcast. Everybody listening is in the know now and they want to come be a part of it.
Everyone can go to Travis's house this summer.
Well, I mean,
He'll
doesn't James do meetups every once in a while in Ireland? Why can't
do have six guest bedrooms,
he do it
so
over here?
we're all at the
Your
Marriott, but
house is not big enough. We're gonna have to go rent something.
yeah, so cool. Is there any other things that from a support standpoint that we've done that we've helped people with that you guys would feel would be valuable to point out to help inspire
Well, just
folks?
in particularly what the support system consists of is multiple tiers. Like there the first one is that our membership is all fully invested up front people. Like there's no $10 a month subscription to get a little bit of support. Like everyone here is equally yoked and equally invested with the idea that this is going to be taken seriously. So our community is a really great place to start, get questions answered quickly in the chat, connect with new people, network and such. We have our little breakout groups and best friends being made and stuff. Like it's an actual group of living, breathing people. It's not some quiet place, right? So that first level of support is really awesome. And another one that we've mentioned is that we actually look at what you've recorded on your own session. So if you don't jump on with us, you jump on during your own times that fits your schedule better one day or in the next, right? Then we can look and see what you've done. And not only does that hold you accountable to following our rules, right? Because now we'll know if you break the rules, right? But we also can look at that and give you customized, practical, specific feedback for you, not for some generic or general advice in anywhere else. Like it's for you and your trading. You know, you did really great with support and resistance, but you're an absolute bonehead when it comes to the MACD, right? Like we can point that out and be hyper precise, very accurate with that person. The last piece of support, really, if you want to look at it from like a three-tiered system, is like if you're still on that struggle bus, you can come to the our stop, which is going to be one-on-one, and we answer people. It's an open calendar system that if you need some help, here's our times, here's the dates that are all available for you. You pick the one, and we'll show up. It's an entire hour long; doesn't have to take that long, but you can jump on and get that one-on-one support that is just really not available elsewhere. I know that there's one group that we've seen before that has the only groups we consider are the ones who have happy customers, right? Like their members are happy with the results. So those are the only groups that matter, right? And so those ones, they have a support system where you can get that one-on-one coaching as well, but it's $3,500 every 3 months ad infinitum. It's forever. Like there is always going to be a cost to be able to show up there. So ours is ultimately unlimited
All
and
inclusive.
lifetime. You know, we want you to be self-sufficient full-time traders. I replicated copycat kind of thing, right? You do what we do. You learn how to
You know,
trade, not what to trade. That's what we
That
teach you is how to trade, not what to trade. And from
exactly.
there, that's where the support system really shines and gives those results. You can't find it anywhere else.
And
We
that
ask the right
reminds me.
questions as well. We always ask at the end of every session when we have a live trading session, I always ask, is there anyone who hasn't made pips today? I think that's the important question and the best honest one to ask, you know?
Yeah. And it reminds me, actually, we have I had a guy reach out to me on Facebook. He signed up with us back, actually, funny enough, back in August last year. I had to look up because I'm like, I don't even remember this individual. And that's a problem because I have a pretty good memory of people. And I seem to remember the name, but I'm like, I don't remember when this guy signed up. I gotta look. And he signed up back in August of 2023. And I looked at all of our support channels. How much of the education did he watch? How many of his trading sessions did he submit for us to review and to help him and to give him that advice? How many direct messages did he send to his coaches for some assistance? How many messages did he send in the community for some help? Because he's reaching out to me for some help. And ultimately, he didn't utilize any of those resources, not a single one, not even the education. And so, it's interesting. That I'd look at that stuff because I'm like, did we let this guy down? No, you gotta use what we're giving you everything. You just have to use it. And so now I am gonna meet with him one-on-one. I'm gonna get him back on track. We're gonna get him sorted. He still gets that one-on-one time, even though he signed up months and months and months ago. Doesn't matter.
He needs to be told though that there's no discipline and he must apply his discipline.
Exactly.
I post times. We're going to do a session this time and a session that time, and they get an email then that people have logged in 10 minutes after it's finished, or a message, when is the next session? I've just posted the message.
Yeah, exactly. So it's there. It's there. It's ready for you. We've built it, and we continue to hone it in. It's an ever evolving thing in our community. We take feedback very seriously, and we make moves based on it. And we have a million support channels to help you stay on track and to make you some money, right? That's the whole goal. Cool.
Awesome.
Anything else, guys, or should we wrap up with a CTA?
Don't have anything.
Perfect. So, if you are interested in joining our community, simply go to prosperitymovement.online. Prosperitymovement.online. In the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little chat bubble. You click on that, you give us a message. The message you should give us, just type in support. Just type in support, and we'd be happy to answer you. What we're going to do is we'll give you something called our trading blueprint, and which is going to be updated soon. So maybe we'll give you an updated version in a few weeks. But for now, we'll give you what we have, which is still very effective, and it'll go through some of the mindset and the way to think about trading. It's not a trading strategy, but it is a foundational piece to trading as a whole.
So good.
And so we'll pass that on to you, and we'll get you signed up with someone on our team to chat and to see what it looks like to be a member. So go ahead and do that, you guys, if you're interested. But other than that, I hope this was enlightening and inspiring for you.
What
We're
one
ready to
thing
sign.
about the update with the blueprint, this is going to be the last iteration of an update for the blueprint where the support is unlimited lifetime income packaged in. At some point where we're going to be sufficiently large where there's going to be two different platforms, one of which you'll pay extra for the support so that we can maintain the structure and pay new coaches and new infrastructure for all of that to continue to grow and be there. So right now literally is like the best time still. You know, last year would have been really great too, but here's the concept is when is the best time to plant a tree? It's 20 years ago, right? The second best time to plant a tree is right now.
When James first started trading.
Yeah.
When if you were to have joined James back in 2004,
You would have bought your own boss's company too, and then built a 3.5 million pound facility, and then decided it was all hogwash and a waste of time and just trade.
Live your life. Love
So
it.
I just wanted, before we tie up, I want to thank you, Brent, Guy, Jocelyn, Leslie, Marge, Mark, Melody, and Whitney for being here. Didn't see a whole lot from you today in the chat, but we would love to see more from you. Keep showing up, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Adios.
Thanks,
Goodbye.
everyone.
Thanks.